Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
How healthy are your soils? Well, join no-till on the plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
Well, aggressive early week support flooded through the cattle complex today, pushing October live cattle to limit higher gains. The support may continue to draw additional buyer support back into the market, but right now sharp gains continue to hold through the live cattle and feeder cattle complex. There could be some even greater support seen through the rest of the week based on gains in open interest that could possibly develop, and corn prices are lower in light trade. September corn futures down about 3 cents. Stock markets are lower too. The Dow Jones is 98 points lower, while the NASDAQ is down 11 points. And October live cattle futures were locked in limit high trade today. All nearby contracts held gains as strong buyer support was seen through the feeder cattle complex, as well as additional buyer support flooding into all live cattle markets. The ability to hold on to these gains, though, should help to draw additional buyer support through the rest of the week. And cash cattle markets remained at a standstill today, which was no surprise to anyone. And in feeder cattle, aggressive buyer support flooded back into the market, with gains holding out through most of the day. Nearby futures there flirted with gains as fall contracts were traded. The ability to lock contracts limit higher would not only invoke expanded limits Tuesday, but could bring in additional buyer support, which would steadily liquidate the market over the last month. And grain futures were mixed to mostly higher today as they tried to recover from selling in Asia after gaining some strength in Europe on weather concerns there. Corn prices ended a little higher, attempting some follow-through after Friday's small reversal from new spike contract lows. Gains in wheat helped to provide some lift there as traders mulled the impact of last week's heat wave on production prospects. And soybeans tried to turn around following mixed trade overnight that kept November futures to an inside day after Friday's break. Wheat prices, though, led the way today, getting a boost from concerns about problems in Europe. December futures gapped higher today in Paris morning trade on forecasts for more rain in Germany. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.